Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim. This is the 10th shiur on the din of kavua and rov. The yisod that we've been dealing with is that there are two types of rov. There's a rov that wipes out the miut, and there's a rov that's a psak din, but it doesn't completely wipe out the miut. And the difference would be if we're choshish for the miut. If the rov wipes out the miut, then we're not choshish for the miut. If the rov doesn't wipe out the miut, we are choshish for the miut. And we've been discussing that at great length in Afkaminas. So the Shach and Yeredeya, Kofiyot Tziv Katan Chafo, brings a machlokas Rishonim. Let's say it was parish lefanenu, the lechaticha, separated from its mokum kfius in front of us, but not with a Jew, in which case we'd say kol kavuka mechta mechta dami, but it's separated with a goy or a bal chai. For them, there's no nafkamina. So what do we say? Do we consider this kavua? Do we consider it porish? We consider kavua kamechta mechta dami, because that's where the latest safek was. Or do we say no? Since b'makom akfius there's no nafkamina, because we're dealing with a goy or a bal chai, so memela we're going to call it a porish, and we're going to follow the rov. So Tosim Sach in 9b, the Ramas line, where we've shown him all that it's considered kavua min haTorah and mechta mechta dami. The Ran in Chul in 95a writes that b'chai gavna midoy raisa it's mutter, because we tackle follow the rov. And it's not called kavua, and it's only midrabban. And they were gozer if they saw it be parish mina keva, zera shem yikach mina kavua. Lest they take it from the kavua, Jew takes it from the kavua. So memela we say here also to be machmir. But otherwise you could be yusamech on the rov. And if it's a rov leheter, even if it was taken by a bal chai or an akum, then we are going to follow the rov. We're not going to call it kavua. Only midrabban and we're choshish. So frek rabbi kiveger and tinyan and simen kufches from the ra and the ran. And this Ran, Chul and Sadi Yom Aleph, he asked from a Tesefta, Mefurshit Tesefta, cited by the Rash and Tyrus Perikei, that if you have 9 Shvatzim and 1 Tzvardeya, 9 Tomei Shvatzim, 1 Natami Tzvardeya, and Rishus HaRabim, and somebody touched one of them, he doesn't know what he touched, so Safik Tar, why? Because Safik Tomei Rishus HaRabim is Tar. But let's say Piresh Echad Mehem, one of them separated from the Kvius. Kvius is 50-50, until now it's 50-50. So you go, you follow Rishus HaRabim, you go to the Tyra, because Sufik Rishus HaRabim is Tar. But let's say one of them separated from the Makom Kfius, it depends where it went. If it went to Rishus HaYachad, Sufik is Tame. If it went to Rishus HaRabim, the Sufik is Tar. Uvin Nimtza, but if it was found, then you go after the Rov. So you see that Piresh and Nimtza are two different concepts. Piresh depends on Rishus. When it's separated, it depends where it went to Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachad, Tame, Rishus HaRabim, Tar. And if it's Nimtza, if it was found, it doesn't matter about the Rishiyos, you follow the Rov. So what's the difference between Piresh and Nimtza? So the Rash, there in Tyrus, explains that Piresh is Lefanenu Makom Kfius. It's separated in front of us from its place of Kfius, because the latest HaSafek, the engendering, the birth of the Safek, was in a Makom Kfius, and therefore it's Kemechtza Mechtza Dami, and therefore it's Talibidin Rishiyos, because it's 50-50. And if you have a 50-50 Safek, so if you're Rishis HaRabim Tal, if you're Rishis HaYachid, Tomei. And Nimtza is that it was a proper Prisha, that it wasn't in front of us, and therefore you follow the Rov. So according to the Ran, who holds the Minotaur, you follow the Rov, even if it was Pirish Lefanenu. So the Din should be Tameh Bevadai. Because Minotaur, there's a Rov Ma'al Yusel Tameh. Minotaur, you follow the Rov, even be Pirish Lefanenu. And here you have 9 Shrotzen. So it should be Tameh Vadai. Because Minotaur, you have a Rov to be Metameh. So how does it say in Rishus HaRabim Tar? So we see like the other Rishonim, know that it's 50-50, and therefore you could be Matar Rishus HaRabim, and that is a Tumia Nizgava on the Ran. How does the Ran say that Midoy Raisi, you follow the Rov, and it's not called Kavu, when it was Parish Lefanenu, when you see in this Tosefta, that if it was Parish Lefanenu, you tackle call it 50-50, and therefore you can go the Kulim Rishus HaRabim. So we can answer this based on our Yisod, that there are two types of Rov. There's a Rov of Psak, and whenever you have a Suffolk, there's Din HaChoram Psak of the Rov. And there's also a din of commute to command the essay that the rov is mevara, the suffix, that there's no more suffix. The rov completely pulverizes, wipes out, obliterates the miut. So these are two different dinim. The din of achir rabim lahatos, which is mitares psak be'alma, the psak din, that's cholam mechaticha mesupekes, that's cholam medafu chatichan is mechriya the din, al pi rov. Mashenkin din of commute to command the essay is a chalos be'ikr din ha-suffix. It's a chalois din on the suffix itself. That there's no more suffix here. Rakam rov, mesulik tzara miut ve'enkan suffix klal. So those are the two types of rov. There's a rov of achri rabim lahatos, which is a psak din of rov, and that's on the chaticha. And then there's the rov on the etzem ha-suffix and the ikar ha-suffix, which can wipe out the suffix. It says there is no suffix. It's not just a psak din, it wipes out the suffix, that there's no suffix to start with. So according to this, we can explain the Ran, that the chiddush that he was mechadish, that if parish lefneinu, it's not considered kavum in a Torah, and the rov is going to be effective, is a din hanhug of psak shel rov. But there's no other din of, the other din of miyut, command the lesse, doesn't apply. Because the Ran is moda, that it's considered kavua. And the reason is that since the prisha was lefneinu, we saw the netilim makom akfius, so the latest etzim asafik was b'makom akfius, and therefore, when we want to talk about being mevar the rov, that's chal in the etzim hasafik, the din of the safik is like other safik kavuas. The kape etzim hasafik, hava lekechol loikeach mimakom hakvius. It's like anyone who takes makom hakvius, what does it matter who took it? It was taken mimakom hakvius, and memele kol kavua kamechza mechza. So the Ram would agree that in this case, it's considered 50-50. In a case where it was parish lefaneinu, we're going to follow the psak of rov. We are going to follow the psak of rov, but only the psak of rov. But not in the, that's the klape the chaticha. But klape the etzem asafik, it's going to be 50-50. Because it was parish lefaneinu. What does it matter who made it be parish? It was parish lefaneinu. And memela, we saw the prisha, so we say we consider it kavua. Because when the suffix was born, it was kavua. And therefore, it's going to be 50-50. So the Ran agrees with that. The only thing is when we want to be machri on the chaticha, then we're going to be machmir, and we're going to say, or mekel, we're going to say, that we can follow the rov. But on the etzema suffix, we say it remains a suffix when it was parish lefaneinu. And all the Ran says to follow the rov is, in when it were machriya and the chaticha, psakdin and the chaticha, is going to be al pi rov. But like the etzema suffix, there is still going to be a suffix here. There is still going to be a suffix. We don't wipe out the suffix. And just afterwards, when we have to paskin on the chaticha, When a Jew buys it, then we say, let's follow the rov. But when we're dealing with the etzem hasafik, it's still going to be 50-50. But because b'tzad b'zman laid this hasafik, there was no nafgamina. It was a guy in a rabal chai. So there's no nafgamina. So memela, there's no nidon be'ez halakicha. So there the only nidon is the gabi the etzem hasafik. What type of suffik do we have over here? We have a suffik of 50-50 because it was taken from makum kavua. Aye, now there's enough gamina lemaisa. We're going to be machri on the chaticha. So there you're going to follow the rov. So the Ran is moide. So once we're paskin on the chaticha, that's like nimsa. That's like after the prisha was parish, and after it was parish, you follow the rov. So it emerges that prisha lefaneinu mitchalek hadin la Ran. So according to the Ran, it would depend that the din of the psak of rov is effective min haTorah when it was parish lefaneinu. But the Ran agrees to the other rishonim that as far as the din of Kamanda Lese, Dami, the Etzema Safek, Minatara, we don't have this din. The Etzema Safek, there's still going to be a Safek. It's still going to be cool. We don't say Kamanda Lese, Dami. We don't know the din of Kamanda Lese, Dami, with regard to the Etzema Safek. Because it was Parish Lefanein, and we saw it being Parish. So it was considered that it's Kavua. We saw that it was in a Makom of Kfius, and it was Parish from there. Memela, it's going to be 50-50. Just now we have to paskin on the Chaticha. Now we're going to file the Rov, because now there's enough Gamina, like Abay Jew, but it's a Psak din. Doesn't wipe out the miyut. So based on this, we can explain the ikershit of the Ran. Not that midrabanan, it's considered kavu, even though min haTorah is shaych harov. Because as we explained earlier, the machlok is rabanan Reb Meir. Are you choshish for the miyut or not? The rabbis only argue with Reb Meir that you're not choshish for the miyut. Even midrabanan is only because of the din of miyut to command the lese. They hold that the rov wipes out the miyut, and Reb Meir holds that it doesn't. But let's say you have a miyut amatzi. Let's say you have some type of case where the rov is not mevar the suffix, the suffix is still extant. So there, the rabbis are molded to Reb Meir, you're choshish for the miyut. Therefore, you can combine it with a chazaka, a chule, as we saw in previous year. So if the rov doesn't wipe out the miyut, you're choshish for the miyut. So only where the rov wipes out the miyut, you're not choshish for the miyut. So now, in the case of prisha lefaneinu, where all we have is a hachuran psak l'gabe the rov, but there's no silika suffik. So there is a tzad miyut, and therefore you have to be choshish for the miyut. So everyone agrees that midrabanan, you're choshish for the miyut. So therefore that's the Ran. The Ran holds that midaraisi, you follow the rov. However, the rov doesn't wipe out the miyut. So midrabanan, you have to be choshish for the miyut. So if there's a chumah that comes out for the miyut, and it's midaraisi, it should be mutter, you follow the rov. If we're dealing in a case of rov hat there. But midrabanan, you're going to be choshish for the miyut because the rov didn't wipe out the miyut because it's just psak din, and it's not a commute to a command alese, that the miut is like it doesn't exist. Now the Ran writes a different reason. The Ran says midrabanan, the reason you're choishesh is because is because gzera shem yikach min hakavua. The reason midrabanan you don't follow the rov is because it's gzera you might take from what is kavua, from the kavua, not because midrabanan. Because there's still a suffix, and therefore you have to be choshish for the miut. But rather, midaraisa, you file the rov, but midrabanan, you don't, because you're choshish lest you take from the kavua. Not like our explanation of being choshish for the miut, because the suffix hasn't been misulak. So the explanation could be that no, even according to the Ran, the only reason you're going to mix it up with when you took it from the kavua is because there is still a miut, because it's similar to kavua. If it's kavua, there's 50-50. And here also, and so if it's kavua, there's no muta commanda lese. And here also, there's no muta commanda lese. Right? When it's parish min arov, you still have to be choshesh, even though there's a rov lehet there, but you have to be choshesh for the miut, because it's similar. It's you're going to mix it up with kavua because it's similar to kavua. Insofar as that there is still a suffix. Right? By kavua, there's a suffix, and here also there's still a suffix. Yes, you have a rov. But it didn't wipe out the miut, so you have to be choshish for the miut. That's why you're going to mix it up with kavua. Or maybe the Ran adds this time to tell us that midrabanan, it's considered kavua, not just that you choshish for the miut, that it's considered kavua. But I'll call upon him, this is not, this, this, where now we will see that we don't have any steer. This Tosef is not a steer to the Ran. Because as Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked, the Ran holds the midaraisa, you file the rov. So why then does this Tosef to say that if it was poresh lefanenu lerushis harabim sveko tar, why don't you follow the rov according to the Ran? The answer is that the prisha lefanenu, you could be you the dina kavu is shayich lekula to be matar rushis harabim. We don't follow the rov shvatzim letame, and the reason is because that the rov is mahani. The rov is effective. Mivatel dina rishuyos. We don't care what rishus you're in because you have a rov. Is only a rov that is the miut is the mandalese. It wipes out the miut, obliterates the miut. So since we revire the ikar suffix, it doesn't matter what rishus you're in. We hold suffix kibush sarabim mistar suffix yusachet is tamei. So that's only if it's a suffix. But if it's b'chal not a suffix, so then you have nothing to talk about. So if it's a rov that wipes out a miut, so memela there's no suffix. So you're going to be matire. But if that's a rov that's mevatel dinei rishiyos. So if you would have a rov that wipes out a miut, since we are mevare the ikar suffix, there's no miut, and therefore you can be there's no it doesn't matter what rishis you're in. That's only a rov that's mevatel a miut. But in our case, prisha lefanenu, the din rov is only mitaras psak v'achra b'makom ha-safik. We don't say that the ikar safik was mistalik. Again, because when the leidus ha-safik was b'makom kavua, the meila legabe the etzem ha-safik, there's still a safik. We'd say it's 50-50. So now you have a rov. Now you have a now you okay now that it's 50-50, but now you should pask in the maisa. Now that it comes into the Jew's hand, you should follow the rov. When the Jew actually touches this, so why don't you follow the rov in Tisha Shvatzim? Why do you follow Rishios? The answer is since we're still begeder suffik and the rov didn't wipe out the miut, so we could be meka. We have a klal suffik term rishisayachid is tame suffik term rishisarabim is tar, and therefore you're matar b'prisha lefanenu rishisarabim even b'rov shvatzim. Because even though there's a hachrav rov b'safek, but since there's no din of muta command lesser, what does it mean that it's a hachrav rov b'safek? If we can, if, according to the normal rules, you would follow the rov. According to the normal rules, you'd follow the rov. But here, it's a case of tum and tyra. And in tum and tyra, you say, safek tum rishis harabim is tar. So normally, if it was a case of, is it kosher or not kosher, so you're going to follow the rov. But if it's a case of tum, safek tum rishis harabim is tar. What about the rov against the rov shrutz? And the answer is, it's only a psak din of rov. It didn't wipe out the miut. And therefore, we go back to our original rule of suffik. It's still considered a suffik. You're right, we have a rov, but it's still a suffik. The rov didn't wipe out the miut. And Ramela Safik Tumri Sarabi Mistar. So that's Pshat in the Tosefta. Nine Shvatzim, once for there, which is Sarabi, and he touches one of them, you don't know which one he touched. Sveikotar. Why? Because we're dealing with Makum Kavua. So if it was Parish, the Rishis Ayachit Sveikotam, Rishis Rabim Sveikotar. Why in Rishis Rabim Sveikotar? What about the Rov Shvatzim? The answer is, the Etzim Leidus Sveik was Mimakum Makvius. Mimela, since the Etzim Leidus Sveik was taken Mimakum Makvius by Baal Chai, by Goy, so Mimela, it still remains a Sveik. It still remains a suffix. It's 50-50. And now that it's in the Rishus HaRabim, so now it's like Nimtza. So you should follow the Rov, right? Now you should follow the Rov. But the reason you don't follow the Rov here is because it's still a suffix. And since it's still a suffix, suffix Tamir Rishus HaRabim, Sveiko is Tar. Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, Sveiko is Tar. So since we're still begeder Safik, because it was taken Mimakom Akvius, the Faneno, so it's, that makes it 50-50. So like Abi the Etzem HaSafik, we stay 50-50. It's still a valid Safik. So now you just have Achrav Rov, right? But you don't file the Achrav Rov because you're Rishus HaRabim, and Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tar. So it's not a kasha in the Ran at all. The Ran holds that midai raisa, you file the rov, and the rov wipes out the miut. Excuse me, the Ran was talking about the case of heter. In the case of heter, if midai raisa, you have rov leheter, so you follow the rov, but midrabanan, where goes there, when you saw it being parish mina kavua, why do you make gzera de rabbanon when it was parish mina kavua? Because shem yikach mina kavua. Why shem yikach mina kavua? Because there's still a suffix here. In other words, the rov didn't wipe out the miut. Why didn't the rov wipe out the miut? Because it was parish lefanenu. Since it was rov parish mina kavua, so there's still a suffix here. Ah, you have a rov. Yes, you have a rov, but the miut is still there. So since the mute is still there, you have to be machmir and choshish for the mute. If you take from the kavua, there's also, you also have to be choshish for the mute. You also have to be choshish when it's actually kavua. And here, where it was parish mina kavua, so that means there's still a kavua, there's still a tzad, that it's 50-50. So you're right, midaraisa, you can follow the rov. That's only a rov of psak. But that doesn't wipe out the mute, since you don't wipe out the mute. Medrabanan, we're choshish for the mute. We're choshish for the fact that it was taken in Makom HaKvius. So now in the case of Tumah, if you have nine shvatzim, one sfaradeh, and Rishus HaRabim, and somebody touches one of them, so again, it's been Makom HaKvius. So Memela, Kol Kavua, Kamechta, Machtadami, you're in Rishus HaRabim, it's a suffix, so you go Lekula. But if Pirish Echemem Lefaneinu, so now again, on a din, on a level of Daraisa, the Rishus HaRabim, Sveiko is going to be Tar. Why is Sveiko going to be Tar? The suffix is going to be tar because it was Mimaras Parish Makom Kvius. The Gabi the Etzem HaSuffik, the Gabi the Etzem HaSuffik still remains a suffix because it was Parish Lefanenu Mimakom Kvius, so that makes it 50-50. And now where do you find yourself? You find yourself in Rishus HaRabim. Suffix to Rishus HaRabim is tar. And it's only Benimtza, if it was Parish Shalol Lefanenu, then you follow the Rov. Then you follow the Rov. So then if it was Nimtza, so then the Chor of the Rov is going to wipe out the Miut, and it doesn't matter what Rishus you're in. Then the Rov is going to be Mevatel the Rishuyos, because that type of Rov is Mevatel the Miut. But as long as there's still a Miut, as long as there's still, meaning you haven't wiped out the Kavua, but the Gabi the Etzem HaSafik, it still blibes a Safik, even though you have a Rov, but there's still a Safik, the Rov wasn't Mevare the Safik Legamre. So there, you would, if you're Rishus HaRabim, so since you still have a Safik, even though you have a Rov Letuma, so you're still going to say Rishus HaRabim Tar. So that would explain this Tosefta according to the Ran. That the Ran holds that if it was Parish Lefanenu, so Midaraisa it's Mutter, Midaraisa it's Mutter, you follow the Rov, and it's not called Kavua, you're only Machmer Midarabanan. Shemiyikach mina kavua. And on that we asked, if that's true, that midaraisa you follow the kavua, then how come when it was parish lefaneinu, in this tasefta in Rosh Harabim, you say suffik is tar? How can you say suffik is tar? This is tamei vaday. According to the Ran, it should be tamei vaday. You the Ran hold midaraisa you follow the rov. Answer is no. The Ran only holds you follow the rov when the rov was misalik the suffik. But here the rov wasn't misalik the suffik because it was parish lefaneinu. There's still a suffik, and all you have is a psak din of rov. All you have is a psak din of rov when there's still a suffik when it was parish lefaneinu with makom akavua. So that means as far as the etzem asafik goes, it's still 50-50. Elamai the hachra is al pi rov. But here, in the case of suffik term brishus harabim, it ended up in brishus harabim. So since we still belie with the suffik, we got to be the etzem asafik. It's still a suffik because it was taken to the fanenu in makom akavius. So as far as that's concerned, the suffik is 50-50. So memela, since now we find ourselves in brishus harabim and it's still a suffik term brishus harabim is taurus. This brice is not a roll akasha in the ran. The ran agrees that in this case, when it was parish lefaneinu, it's not misalik the suffik. You just have a psak din of rov. And achnai have a psak din of rov. But as far as miut, there's still a miut. The miut hasn't been erased. Because as far as the etzem asafik goes, it's still 50-50. You just have a psak din of rov, and now you're mishus harabim. And safik term brishus harabim is tar. The only thing is if it's nimsa, then halacha achar rov. It's important to note that when it comes to chazaka, we see in Nida, Gimel Amar Aleph, and Tosis Erdiru Maskel Gomar, that if you have a safik tumah brishus harabim, and it has a cheskas tumah, remains its tumah. And we don't say that since the chazak is only a psak and the suffik, and there's still a suffik, since in Rishus Harabim, let's go, the Tyro. You don't say this, they say the same thing about the rov. That even though you have a psak din, that right by the chazaka, it's still going to be tame. You're going to follow the chazaka even though in your Rishus Harabim. So why don't we say the same thing about rov? That even though in your Rishus Harabim, since you have a rov, the tumah, you're going to be metame, right? We see in the Tosefta not like that. You see in the Tosefta that if you have a rov and you end up in Rishus Harabim, since it's just a psak din in the suffik, you're going to go the Tyra. So we don't say that about a chazak. What's in the chazak and the rov? The answer is chazak tells you to file the chazak and not to have a suffik. Once it tells you not to have a suffik, so even if you're in Rishus Harabim, you're going to be metame because the chazak says tame and there's no suffik. The rov says there is a suffik. Paskin al pi the rov. And Mimela, if you're Rishus Harabim, so we paskin, we since we still have a suffik, and the rov doesn't tell us there's no suffik, Mimela, we're going to say that it's Tahor. Because the rov doesn't tell us not to be mistapik. The Chazaka tells us not to be mistapik. The rov doesn't say not to be mistapik. It just says paskin al pi rov. But since you're Rishus Harabim and you still have a suffik, Mimela, you're going to go the Tyra as long as the rov is in misalik the suffik completely. Nu, Meirev Rabbeisai, Baruch Hashem, we have made great strides in the sugya, and that concludes our 10th shir. And Be'ezu Hashem Yisbarach, Britzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will go weiter. Thank you so much for listening. It's awesome, Amish awesome. Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.